W8RCY.
K8RUH.
Good morning. This is your personal traffic reporter. Looks like you have smooth sailing in this morning. W8RCY.
Yep, it's been good so far. I'm pulling up to 11 mile here, and it's been smooth sailing.
Funny thing happened after we had the report about the incident at Dequindre earlier in the week. About an hour or so after you got to work, they had an accident right there at the 11-mile ramp where you exit, and it was backed up to Mound. So if you went to work an hour later, you would have hit that instead. So, but like I said many a times, I have nothing better to do in the morning but watch the news for an hour, and after that I'm done for the day. But you guys are all traveling, so I see something or hear something. I don't know what you guys do in the morning when you get up, you know, if you got the TV on or the WWJ on or something, to hear weather and traffic. But I do it for an hour, and then I'm done with that stuff for the day.
I roll the dice.
I just let Waze tell me where there's traffic and avoid it with that. Good morning, Dakota.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, with Dakota the other day, I guess he had to go down towards Romulus or something in the airport area and back up through, I think, Camp Tramick he mentioned. Anyways, that same day, at that same moment, we all know who Cujo is. He was heading to Romulus, and I kind of said, oh, heck, you and Dakota should have carpooled it, you know. But, yeah, so that's just, you know, how things are right now. And, like I say, I have nothing to do for an hour in the morning as I wake up and drink my coffee or something and to watch the news and listen to WWJ and get these reports. If I can forward something to help you guys, I'm more than happy to do it. Anthony?
Thanks, Donald. Dakota, how you doing this morning? You going into the office or traveling all around town again?
10-8-DBS. I'm doing all right. I'm just going to the office, back on regular scheduled programming here. I got, what did I do, hung 5 TVs since Monday, went to Saginaw, Flint, Romulus, Wayne, and I was going to go to Auburn Hills yesterday, but I fortunately did not have to, so I'm just going to be in the office today, thank God, but I am running into the gas station, so I will be back in a moment.
Okie dokie on the gas station. Yeah. Me, I've just been dealing with minor dispute on a charge, possible fraud thing, since it happened on New Year's Day, and I'm getting with the bank again this morning at 9 o'clock, and hopefully everything will be finished up today. So that's what's on my agenda for the day, and the bank opens at 9, so and it's just like halfway between me and 12. It's right there off of 12 in Dequindre by the White Castle. And I'll just walk up there and get a little bit of exercise in and handle that today. But other than that, though, nothing new on this end.
Yep, not much new here either, Donald. I'm just obviously on my way into the office, ready to work remote tomorrow. Is always nice. I get to sleep in another 30-40 minutes when I do that, so it's always easier than driving across town. Give it a pause for Dakota if he's there, otherwise just pick it up, Donald.
That's a pretty big gas tank, so I know I didn't leave him enough pause to fill it up and maybe grab a Red Bull or whatever. No, Monster he drinks, I think, because you think he drinks Monsters. Red Bulls, but yeah. I don't know how close you follow the Discord channels. I know you're on there, but I made a special announcement post yesterday If you could look for it, it's either on the ARPSC. It's posted on ARPSC and the FBI. If you could take a look at it, it would be greatly appreciated.
All right, yeah, I'll check it out when I get a minute at the office this morning. I think Dakota was just grabbing a drink. I don't know that he was filling up his gas tank. Dang it, I meant to fill up my gas tank. That stinks. I'll have to go to a different gas station. I should have time. I'll check that out in a minute, Donald. See what you had to say, but I will throw it over to Dakota, see if he is back.
I am back, but I'm still very north of town and probably sound like garbage, even on the west. So I'm rolling. I don't know how I sound, but I'll put jump back in rotation. Fuck off.
Hot garbage, but we'll accept it.
Well, his business is garbage, so, you know, what do we expect?
We expect top-notch service is what we expect because Dakota's in charge. You know, first-class service all around. Morning, Sean.
Yeah, good morning, all. What's the name of that company again? You can say your signal sounds like, you know, that. I just can't remember the name of the company now for some reason. What is the rotation? I heard Dakota hand it to Anthony or the other way around. I don't know. And then Donald just before me. So I'm going to flip it to Dakota. Good morning. Then Anthony, then Donald, then me. W8FU.
Good morning, Sean. You know, I was just thinking, since I put that mask up, what if we put a receive at my house on my antenna?
Dakota, I like where your head's at. Now we're stretching it out.
I like the rotation. It's dads. Dakota, Anthony, myself, and Sean. So that's easy to remember. Sean, go ahead.
Okay. That actually screwed me up. That didn't help. No, I know. Something up that way, but it's not a receiver. I think just put a, you know, just hook a node to the system and make it, you know, make it as high profile as you can. That's the way to do it. And then it just would be another repeater on the system.
Well, I will donate the mast and the antenna to make that possible. I think I would need a duplexer or something so I could still use my antenna at will. But donate a pie and pie the location. But I was just thinking about that. Wait a minute. We don't really need anything too crazy out here just to fill the void between 69 and Romeo.
Heck, maybe we'll get lucky and I'll get another repeater to come in and that could work. I will keep an eye out for sure, and if I come up with something, let you guys know.
When it comes back around to you, Anthony, aren't you close enough to any Detroit repeaters that would benefit you on the hub, like TJ's repeater or something like that that's connected? Bring that back when it comes back around. Sean, go ahead.
Right. Well, we tend to overthink this, right? Repeaters are great if you're going to put them in a big remote location up high where you have limited access, you know, and you need that kind of robustness, you know, kind of plug and walk away. But if it's going to be at your house, what's the difference between putting a node on the system and another repeater on the system? Well, exactly nothing. If you want it full duplex, you can build a full duplex node. You can do that with two Bofang 888s. I've got a double Bofang 888 node that, you know, you just do the split. You program that in your radio. Anybody else that wanted to use it,
and it would just hang on. It would be just like having any other node on the repeater, except for, you know, you would try to make it as high profile as possible. That's all about it. Antenna height, things like that. And again, where repeaters come into play is when you really get them up high, you're battling things, you're battling sight noise, adjacent channel, issues, noise floor issues, and that's where the benefit of having a repeater is comes into play. But quite frankly, many repeaters are nothing more than a couple of mobiles in a box. So you can do that too. You just get a couple of CDM 1250s, and build up a little interface for them, and bingo, instant repeater. So yeah, don't go too crazy or anything like that. Repeaters first choice should always be, high profile, limited access sites. And in this day and age, just think node. Because honestly, all the repeaters on the system are nothing more than nodes on an all-star network.
Send me a parts list or whatever the hell I gotta do, but I'll do it. I was talking to Jeff a while back, and he was saying to put, what are they, RTCM receives on them? Because I can hear fine. Well, I shouldn't say that. As soon as I started getting north of my house, I can't hear fine. Send me what I should get, because I'm all for it. I mean, I don't want to intrude or make anything, screwy, but I like to think that I'm pretty thorough when I do something, so I would make it, if it didn't work good, I wouldn't have it on air. Let's put it that way.
Donald, I am not talking about a repeater for my house. I'm talking about finding one at work and getting it into Sean or Dakota's hands. It wasn't, I have no need to have that type of infrastructure at my house when it exists with professionals like Sean and company maintaining it. Sean, I think that's, I think you said CDM, C something M, 1250s. I think that's what that last one that I gave you was, but I don't know if that thing was even working.
Okay, Anthony, I may have misspoke. I'm looking repeater in the sense of not only a repeater, QTH, but one that you could utilize out of, like, Detroit. So if I misspoke, I apologize. And these repeaters that you're talking about where you just put a couple of transceivers together in a box and you link them up, there is a site on eBay, and there's a guy who custom makes these things on eBay, and he puts them in like a Pelican box, and it has various power supply availability. The duplexer is also in the Pelican box, and I can get that information to you if you're interested. They sell anywhere from $300 to like $500, and they're like right around the mid-30s for wattage. So if you want, anybody wants information about that, I can get that to you. Dakota?
Negative. Wait. Hold on.
All right. Anyhow, Anthony, That repeater was, in fact, Motorola's attempt at putting two CDM 1250s in a box and calling it a repeater, and it works just fine. The problem is duty cycle. This system can at times run pretty nonstop for a long time, so most mobiles, don't like that. So you got to derate them. You got to run the power down. That's another place where repeaters come in. Repeaters are generally designed to run a higher duty cycle. But like that one I got, that ICOM I got from you that we're going to stick, speaking of your neighborhood, that's still a go. We got to find a way to get it on the tower. That's the problem. It's a funding issue or having some reason for getting on that tower. But we've got the green light to go ahead and put that up there, just down the street from you. I have not pursued the other building down the road from you, because I got the green light for the other. Repeater duty cycle could be an issue. But let me see what I got, Dakota. Let me see if I got a couple of mobiles and everything else. And I know I got a Weiss box,
so you know you don't have to do a you don't have to necessarily do a pie. So we only maybe talking, and I think I got an all-star interface, or you know, an audio interface board. So I probably got everything needed to make one. The only thing would be I have to come up with some sort of cans. If you want to make a full duplex and make it a standard repeater offset. You know, and I got ideas for that as well. So let me pencil in whatever I got. See what we need to get.
At ATDF. Well, let me know. I'm not trying to be a pain in the ass here, but you know, I, as a proof of concept, I can hit pretty much every repeater in the area with 1 watt from that antenna. So I don't think anything nuts would be needed, and I think that would fill that hole between, you know, the Mayville, Central Michigan stuff, Richmond, Romeo. You know, I'm kind of just in that void where there's not a whole lot of anything. It's fringe for every machine, so I don't think it would have to be anything crazy. I was just even trying to think of, like, a proof of concept. Like, I could probably hook my ClearNote up to that thing. I don't know how great it would do. The receive would probably be fine, but I don't know how the transmit would do on it. But I guess if it worked with a ClearNote, it would work with anything else.
It would be pretty cool if you could fill that that area in, Dakota, because I know that's where you're at most of the time, and clearly you struggle to get in until you get south of Romeo or wherever town is when you're talking about it. So that could be pretty cool. And Sean, yeah, let me know if there's anything I can do to help get that one put in place. Maybe we can chat about it tomorrow if I get the opportunity to stop by. Over to you, Donald.
Yeah, Sean, sorry I messed that rotation up. Thanks for catching it. Yeah, but there's plenty of options, and like I said, these Pelican box repeaters made with a couple of Motorola radios. One I'm looking at, I think, has 1225s, and they're like 30 to 40 watts in range, and frequencies can be changed on some of them, PL tones. You know, they're like 8-channel radios, so you can put different things in it, so on and so forth. And they're on eBay, and I'll maybe post a link or something on Discord just so you guys can get a take a look at it and how simple they are and options and stuff like that. I'll get to that sometime today because I have other things pending. And that's a bit of about it for me for the moment. So, Sean, go ahead.
Right. Oh, yeah. So, yeah, so you do that, you know, throw your ClearNote on that antenna and see how it works. That'll be transmit and receive. You could, another thing you could do is you could put it on, like, I don't know what repeater, you know, you work best. Like, let's say you work Romeo best. You could actually put it on the, you know, receiving on the Romeo input with a different PL, and then you could, like, you know, program your radio so that it transmits in on that PL to your antenna, and when you unkey, it'll just listen to Romeo or something. You know, you don't have it transmitting, you just have it receiving. There's a lot of things you can do. If you want to just do a receiver, you just you do that. You just program it with a different PL to whichever repeater you think that would be a good extension of. You can just run it as a node. I mean, put it on your own frequency and run it as a node, and that you'd be surprised. It's like you'd be like another repeater. That's what a node is. It's like your own personal repeater on the network. And then you know, you're right. The ClearNote doesn't have a lot of power, so you can amplify that, or you know, or that's when you get into, you know, start with mobiles. Mobiles, you know, are generally anywhere from 30 to 50 watts. If you're going to put them in a high duty cycle area, you got to derate them, you know, run them down to 5 or 10, you know, and if you want more power than that, now you're talking outboard amps. It's all, that's more than anything what it's really about, you know, is getting rated power, you know, some sort of power in a repeater situation in the duty cycle requirements. All right, anyhow, I'll see what I can put together and then we'll take it from there. It ain't going to be any time real soon. Probably won't get told until maybe next week. I got a lot of things going on. Dakota?
There's no rush at all. I was just spitballing, but I think now that the hardest part's the antenna, obviously. And that thing has nothing been short of amazing. It's just 1 watt pretty much gets me in everywhere. So I think I got the height in the antenna, my elevation. I bet you I'm over, the tip of the antenna is over 1,000 foot of elevation between my house and the mast. So there's nothing around me, so that should cover that nicely. But I'll hook up the node tonight and see how that does on Friday. The only thing I got to do is, so this is my problem. All my coax is terminated to a wall plate at my desk. There's nothing in the basement, and that's where my network cabinet is and where I would like to house equipment if I was going to put anything in. So it would all have to live at my desk. So if I can get by with a node or just like a receive, I think that would be perfect. Or even one of those cheap VTEC or UHF amps hooked up to my clear node would probably suffice. I don't know who gets it next, Anthony.
Well, guys, I am walking into the office, but I will, I'm on the phone actually now, so I will probably be one or two more rounds, but I just want to say, man, this is some exciting conversation, so I think this is what we're all here for, so thanks for trying to work.
I, too, am going to be getting out of here. I got to jump in the shower because I have some personal business to attend to at 9 o'clock with my bank, and and get my hair dry so I don't catch cold out there and get sick. So I am going to check out. I will try later on this afternoon to get that information link from eBay about those portable repeaters made out of Motorola radios and a Pelican box with a duplexer if you're interested. And for now, I will catch up with all of you later. And everybody have a great day. Those on the road, be safe. W8RCY.
Sean? Okie doke. See you, Donald. Good luck working out your battle there with the finance. And Anthony, if you're out, we'll catch you. But yeah, we'll. I got a real interest in your area as well, as you know. So I should probably at least try to start poking around at that alternate site. You know, better to have something up and then, you know, when an opportunity arises to do that. The other site, we can do that then. So maybe I'll do that. Maybe I'll start poking around, see what I can find out about that other site to the west. Anyhow, we'll catch you later. Catch Donald, we'll catch you later. And Dakota, yeah, you know, one of those little lamps, you know, well, just see what you get, you know. Just throw the node on there, put it on the big antenna, run it for a while. Say, you know what, that's working damn good, you know, but I can't hear it. And remember, you can always go in on the node, listen on the repeaters. There could be some timing issues with that, but you know, if it's a problem you can't hear it because of the power level, then, you know, you can address that. And it could be that simple, really. It's stuff you already got laying around. So you don't have to make any kind of crazy investment or anything like that. I hate to see you make a big investment when you got everything you need right there, you know?
Anthony, Donald, have a good day, guys. I'll catch you later. Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. I don't want to spend money I don't have to, but if the proof of concept's there, I'm all in. You know how I am. I'm always over the top with crap, so I would have no problem making that a very reliable, usable, quote, repeater, at the very least to receive. I can hear just fine from my house, especially in the truck. I can hear on an HT even in the house, in most places in the house. It's just I cannot get out. And if I could fix that with just a receive, I think I'd be very, very happy. But, yeah, no, as long as you're good with it, I mean, you've got my number, obviously, right? My biggest concern is remote control of it, which I would have. I have VPN to my house, so... And I would have it most likely on a managed GPS so I could just kill the power.
That would be my biggest concern, is if something went awry and I wasn't paying attention and I had to kill it. But yeah, no, I got my wheels are turning now. I've never built a duplex all-star note. Are those hard to do? Because if I were to do this, I would probably want it to be duplex.
Well, if you built a note in general, because, you know, there's a lot of little things. It's not hard, but there's a lot of things there. You know, you got your computer, whatever you use for your processing. I recommend, you know, I've been moving toward the Weiss boxes for these kind of things. You know, because let's face it, Raspberry Pis are Raspberry Pis. They're light duty computers. Now they work great. I've had one, you know, working. I've had a few work from not, you know, just morning, noon, and night, 24/7 for the longest time. But if I'm going to deploy one in a remote location where I don't have access to it, I'm probably putting in a Weiss box and running it, you know, ASL3 in a x86 environment. And then as far as the equipment goes, you know, mobiles at minimum. And if you're going, again, remote at power, if you've built one, you know, it's pick your RF decks. You know, is that going to be mobiles? Is that going to be an HT? Is that going to be, you know, I've used Boateng 888s. I've used CDM 1250s for a duplex. That's part one is, you know, building a node. It's just an RF deck, a computer, an audio interface, and, you know, and voila, you're there. Hold on. A duplex one just adds one extra RF deck. So now you got two RF decks. And one does the receiving, and you send receive audio, COR, and ground to the audio interface. And the other one does the transmit duty. So you send the push-to-talk, ground, and transmit audio to it. So you just, all you do is just put in two RF decks and send the receive stuff, COR and receive audio, come from the one, and TX audio and push-to-talk go to the other. You're instantly full duplex, providing you split the frequencies, you know, over whatever you pick. If you want to make it a legit repeater, it's 5 meg, right? But we can talk more about that. But then, you know, when it's closer, you need a duplexer, right, if it's going to be on the same antenna. But there's other things you can do. You can do separation antennas. You could do frequency separation. Like I do my duplex nodes for around the house at a 15 meg split, and I don't need a duplexer. It works just fine for what I need. But you're talking about a little different. That's going to be the thing, the antenna, the elevation, and then how do we duplex it if you want to run a full-blown repeater. So sorry about that. Winded.
That's all good information. The antenna, I think, is as good as I can possibly make it without buying a tower. And if I ever take it down again, I think the only difference I would make would probably just drop a 6 meter and put like a 17 foot or whatever the hell they are, dual band. And I kind of am with you. I kind of have moved away from Pis. I've learned and just gotten frustrated with them enough that there's just no balls. Even if you get a 4 gig model, I haven't messed with 8 gig models, but I have no desire to because the processing's just not there. So what I've been doing is putting Linux on like small nooks, old nooks, like even 7th HN i5s, they run like absolute beast on Linux compared to a Pi. So I just put in, 25 smart lights for my cabinet lighting and some other bulbs and stuff throughout the house, no, 30-something. And what I did to integrate some of my Google stuff with my Apple stuff was I built this thing called HomeBridge, which is a smart home server, basically, that allows Google and Apple devices to communicate in the one app. So, and I'm running that on a Nook, and it's yawning. It's hardly consuming resources, and I guarantee if that was on a Pi, it would probably be struggling. So I'm going to see what I have laying around at work today. If I can find an old box, I'll put whatever I need to on that. And then, yeah, that's the biggest thing where I'm in the dark is the RF decks. Like I said, space is a premium where I'm going to be putting them. I can put them under my desk, so, I mean, there's room. But The other thing I don't want is clicking and relays turning on and off when I'm sleeping and the repeaters firing off. But I guess I could always, I don't know, shut that down at night. That's another problem. But, yeah, I'll try the node. If the node works, I might just build a duplex all-star node and put an amp on it and be done with it.
88RUH. Dakota, if you need any old hardware, let me know. I can probably find you something.
The PC plug.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, you're right. The NUC is the nuke or whatever is you know, is better than even a Weissbox. But you know, the Weissbox is just, you know, Anthony, he had a deal. Fred and I went bananas and bought, I don't know, what did we buy, Anthony? We bought about 100 of them. And you know, I only needed, you know, 20 for all the various, you know, I run several at every site, you know, doing various jobs and things like that. And, you know, Fred got like 70 or I forget what he got of the group, but he got huge number, and they're all over Central Michigan Network now, you know, and getting deployed more and more every day. So you know, so but a NUC is even better, you know, it's even more robust and probably more solid. Yeah, All-Star don't need a whole lot. You just want it to be robust hardware. You know, it doesn't, you know, as far as it's, a Weissbox has got more than enough processing power. And, yeah, Anthony, if you're listening, yeah, keep an eye for some, like, Motorola mobiles, like UHF mobiles, like CDMs in particular. They don't have to be anything fancy. You know, a pair of those would get Dakota going really good.
Let me check to see if I have it. Okay, yeah, I definitely will do that, Sean. I'll keep an eye out. I'm always looking for anything UHF. That's the struggle, as we've discussed in the past. But, yeah, Dakota, if you need any of those Weiss boxes, I might be able to get my hands on a couple of them, or even an old, you know, sixth, seventh gen laptop. We can definitely find you something super duper cheap.
I've got PCs for days, but they're, you know, old Optiplex, not like 7,000 Optiplex, like the big tower Optiplex. And I've got a handful of laptops, but like I said, spaces are premium, so that's why I like those NUCs. I run them headless and I stuff them in a closet or a rack, and then I just put VNC on them or remote desktop, and they just serve that purpose, and that's how I like to use them. Just like Raspberry Pi, it's really no different other than it works better.
You know, do this proof of concept thing, and if you're saying, you know what, it seems to be working good, Anthony, I might send that one I built up for down there. We could throw that one online there, and then I could just focus on getting something else, because, you know, I don't know. I'll just see, you know, when the site's coming up. You know, I'll see if I can get that other site. So, but no use back collecting dust if we got a use, because can always build another.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not. I would love for it to, you know, be down by me, but I would also just love for it to be in use and still have something down by me. You know. Doesn't really matter, like you said. It's better to be used than collecting dust, and then we can work on the next piece of equipment when you have the site ready and available. So, yeah, let's get equipment in use. Otherwise, it's just stacking up on desks. Over to you, Dakota.
And if we were to get that crazy, I could put it in all know the heat. Never mind. I was going to say, I could build something in my attic. I already have power up there, and actually put that up there and do it properly, but I don't have temp control for the summer months. But yeah, I'm down for whatever. I'll throw the note on it tonight. I don't even think my clear note's been connected in months, because I haven't been doing much radio at home. But I'll slap the clear note on there tonight and see what happens.
Not sure if it was me, but I'm going to check out here, guys. I'm going to get at it. Everybody have a good day, and if I can, I will hop on tomorrow from the house. But I will probably talk to both of you gentlemen before that. KEARUH. Have a good day.
All right, Anthony, I'm sure I'll be texting you at 8 p.m.
8 p.m. Sorry, good morning, Johnny Reds Group. Popped in halfway there. What's the project, Dakota?
Morning, Greg. I think there was another station in there, but Greg Spacey, voice one. So we're talking about putting either a legitimate repeater at my house or a pseudo repeater at my house. Just kind of fill the void because I swear, if you look at any of the RF maps, I'm like a black hole. And even lately, the fog I know isn't helping this morning, but I can't really get into the repeaters clean until I'm south of downtown Elmont. So we're spitballing that idea, and that's about it. Other station, go ahead.
Good morning, everyone. Just asking if there was an admission fee, although I'm just a visitor today. Took the kid last night to Topgolf, and now part of the deal is I got to take him to school, and I didn't realize kids had to go to school this early, or a grandkid, I should say, so I'm Uncle Buck today. Morning, Greg. Morning, Dakota.
You make a perfect Uncle Buck. Very good. All right, Dakota, that sounds like a cool little plan, an experiment to possible reality. Putting the clear note on your main antenna, I think that's what you're talking about. That'd be interesting to see how that works out. So I'll have to stay in the loop here on this one. It'd be a good spot to put one, that's for sure.
Let's see if I got it. If you're going to do your own, wouldn't a clear note be kind of expensive, Dakota? Just build yourself a Pi-Star All-Star type thing. Do it something like that.
I'm back. Good morning, Wally. I have a clear note. It's just sitting around. This is a proof of concept. I don't think that we would leave it permanently. And if it were to be... if this proof of concept works and I was going to say, screw it, we don't really need anything else, I'm going to just put a duplex all-star note on there, I would build a Shari or whatever, something different other than the clear note, because the clear note, like you said, is expensive to cook because I imagine it probably would get hot. So this is just to see what the coverage would be like with this ultra-low power note, because I think they're only half a watt. Go ahead, Sean.
Yep, good morning, Greg. Good morning, Wally. Yeah, that's all we're talking is just using his node to do a proof of concept. Because really, the proof of concept is all about the antenna. Is his antenna up high enough? Is it going to give him the range he needs? Is it going to, give a usable improvement in coverage, logical improvement in coverage? And one can always do that. We're talking about, at this point, the line blurs, but we're talking about a high-profile node is all we're saying. Most nodes are low-profile, low-power, and they're not designed to be, but he's talking about a high-profile node. And that, once we prove the concept that, it worked up there with his node, then, yeah, we're talking about building up one with CDM 1250s or, any number of things, making one duplex. There's any number of ways we can attack that beastie. If it's like, hey, that works pretty damn good, let's get something up there, then we'll go from there. Anyhow, we're working on that also, but I think we'll get the darn thing going with a node just to see if it has a, like Dakota says, proof of concept. Go ahead, Greg, pass it over to Wally.
Alrighty, well, not much more going on here. I came in halfway into that conversation and it was very intriguing, so I'm highly interested in how that plays out, so that'll be neat to see as it comes along. Got a load of laundry going here and it's just a typical morning, so not much else to report. KE8 BSI, go ahead, Wally.
No, I was good with, thanks Greg, I was good with all of the I was good with all of the what was going on. My only joke was clear notes an awful expensive toy to throw up for something like that. But yeah, if you get something up like that, yeah, find a couple cheap Motorola and just plug them in an All-Star node. You build yourself a really nice five-star type device, you know, for next to nothing. And, you know, if you want to throw away a clear note, you know, I'm always would like one of those. It is the cat's meow. I personally don't think they're worth their money for me personally, but I do think they're right up there being amongst the bestest of the bestest to have in your suitcase. Let's see. Go ahead, Dakota. WBD.
I can second that. I don't think they're worth what they get for them, especially since the support I don't think is what it used to be. I had a couple issues, but I was able to remedy them on my own. But I've had that thing. God, Greg, when did we get them? Because we bought them like a week apart. It's been on ever since. And knock on wood, it's been, for the most part, 99% uptime. Occasionally I'll get these weird hums, but I'm pretty sure it's not anything to do with the note.
Let me see if I got it. Yeah, and to your duty cycle concerns, well, if you connect your node up to this thing, you've already proved that. You know, it's like there's no difference between connecting it up here, you know, for personal use or connecting it up for, you know, for wide, you know, or many to use. You know, it's got to transmit every single thing on the network. So, all right, I'm pulling into my spot here at work. And, you know, we can, I mean, it's not just you. You know, if anybody's got a coverage thing, you know, whereas, boy, I really wish the system had some coverage, you can put up a high-profile node and let it be known, you know. Really, the difference is just make it, just consider duty cycle and, you know, in duplex. And, you know, and then if you want to be, you know, really, quote-unquote, part of the system, you know, then there's a commitment, you know, to, you know, power, remote access to turn it on or off if you need to, and you know, and people have an expectation. You know, if you're gonna go all in like that, you know, if it's just for you personally, then it's just a note. You know, and yeah, do what you want. Let as many people know about it, and you know, you can take it up and down as you want. So really, it's all, there's a lot of semantics involved, but in the end, like you said, Dakota, it's all about the antenna. If you got a good antenna up in the air and it's really doing something, then it's a good choice. Everything else we can figure out. All right, I'm here. I parked. I'm going to get inside. Everybody take care. I did notice the road was, my car broke loose a couple of times while I was in the parking lot at Starbucks. So probably not the main roads, but be careful when you're off the main roads. Looks like there's some pretty treacherous conditions, and I did not expect it. W8FU, I think it's Greg and Wally.
All right, well, be careful walking into the shop. You don't want to have your shoes break loose. So good to know if I get out on the road this morning, and those of you who are. Yeah, the clear note's definitely been a diehard here. I'm talking on it right now. Bought it right away when I started figuring out All-Star stuff, and it does the digital as well. Kind of different, but it does it, and it's a diehard. I had fairly soon one of the fan died on it, sent it back, and Jerry replaced it immediately. It was a good service call. And then the fan died, I don't know, a couple years later, and I'm like, okay. So I researched the best fan I could find, you know, with the right bearings and whatnot, just a little more quality fan, and I put it in myself. And it's been good ever since. So other than that, I've had no issues with it whatsoever. I've tinkered with it. I've taken it apart. I've made adjustments according to the app and also on my own through SSH. Figured out the inner workings of it and all of that. And it's been a diehard. So I got nothing bad to say about it. That's it. KEAPSI Dakota, or no, Wally. Sorry.
I'm back. I just had flashbacks of how old I really am, dropping the grandkid off at school, getting out of the car, walking him around the front of the car, all those things that we used to have to do years ago, with people in the parking lot. I don't remember if I said no, get out of the car, but it's a thing nowadays, and he's got to be there by 7:30, and I did it. Look at that. I'm going to get Grandpa of the Year, so we did it. So all turned out pretty good. And yeah, the clear note, like I said, that's the ultimate travel toy.
I agree with all of that. That was my only reference. I mean, I wasn't crashing the madness or the testing or the anything else like that. I was just questioning, like, really, a clear node? I'll buy you a pie star. Give me the clear node. Wow, this is terrible. Trying to turn right here. I can't believe it. Where are all these people going, Greg? Dakota, go ahead.
I just fired up the app and connected it up to FBI. It's just been sitting idle in my rack for months. I don't know the last time I talked on it. But yeah, we'll see what the temps get to. I don't know how busy this system is throughout the day. It's probably not too busy throughout the day. It's more evening and morning. But yeah, I'll pull it out of the rack today and put it on my desk and plug it into the antenna and see what happens. See how it does tomorrow morning and then go from there. But I, too, am at work, and I'm going to jump out here and go inside and start researching how to build a very ridiculous node. So I will catch you guys later, and I will keep you updated as this progresses. Everyone have a good day. NA-DBS.
Hey, Dakota, careful walking in as well, and enjoy your day of research. It's very interesting. I think it's kind of cool that you do that. And, yeah, Wally, you're definitely doing the thing. All those people are in the school zone, so there's a big gathering of vehicles every day. I remember when I was delivering and stuff. Every time you go by a school, it was a nightmare. So that's always fun.
Drag my feet a little bit, see if anybody else wants in. That's a habit I'm going to try to break myself of this year, not letting anybody in. Because I get something on my mind, and that's all that matters. Yeah, very good. So, yeah, we took them out to the Top Golf last night. That was fun. They got that all fixed up, that back up and running. The weather was really perfect last night for that type of stuff. The heaters were doing a good job keeping up. The chairs and the benches were warm. The food was pretty good. And it was fun. So, and little six-year-old is quite the golfer, actually. So he was actually making points for some of the other siblings, the older ones, Marion's kids. So we had a good time with that. The deal was I had to take him to school. I said, okay, I'll do it. So that's enough with that. Yeah, if it works out, you know, he could just find a set of duplexers and, what John say, a couple of those old Motorola CDMs or XPRs or something of that nature, and you know, put them on half power or whatever, and then they'll hold up pretty well for them. Get a repeater up there with a little bit of strength, especially if you can get a pair.
Yeah, I heard about the Topgolf had a little incident with their netting or something, but they got that fixed up. I have not been there, except they did a soft opening when they first opened. I did like a tour of it. Looks really cool. Of course, I've driven by it, and I know people that have gone, but I've never gone myself, so I should do that one day. Did you actually hit golf balls as well? Just curious.
Oh, yeah. Even though I suck, I'm an avid golfer. In the summer, I probably golf two nights a week, so one for work, one for a league. I mean, I'm god-awful, but I like it, you know. It just doesn't, you know, I think I've had one birdie in my entire life, usually one or two over par all the time, so, but I love it. And the other thing I like about it keeps me moving, you know what I'm saying, because I know myself, you give me a reason to become a couch potato, as I start aging out, you know, I'm going to take advantage of it, so, I do like doing it. They say it's not exercise, but I say yes, it is. Especially when you're running around in the woods trying to find out why your ball went there. So, but yeah, you should do it. Do it on like a Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday night. Even like, you know, now when the weather is, you know, in the 40s, it's very, very warm. They got monster heaters. It's basically a bowling alley, but you're hitting golf balls instead of freaking throwing bowling balls. And it doesn't matter at your skill level. I mean, even if you just chip it into the smaller holes in front of you, the holes are probably 10, 15 yards in diameter, so they're quite large. And then you order food and drink, what have you, and just sit there and socialize. It's fun. Do it Monday through Thursday. Don't hurt yourself and try to do it on a Friday or Saturday, because you walk in the place and they'll tell you a 4-hour, 5-hour wait, and you'll get all mad. So, but like last night, there was no wait, and the weather was just perfect. So, you know, no wind. You know, so if you're ever looking for something to do, night with no wind, and if it's in the 40s or better, you'll be fine.
All right. Well, you say your skill level is very low. I bet you I can beat that as far as a low skill level. many years ago, I did one season on a league, and I also subbed for the same league a couple of other years. And, you know, the more you go, the your skill level comes up. I think at my peak, very, very peak, I might have had a couple rounds like you or a couple under or over par. But other than that, just horrible scores. But I like it too. If you're with the right crowd, that's not all that competitive. It's more the enjoyment of it and the camaraderie and, like you said, getting moving as well. So I do like it. Haven't swung a club in years, so I think it would. And when I did, I would go right down the street here to the range, have a couple golf courses within a couple miles, and just do a bucket of balls here and there. I should get back in that habit. Topgolf's a little bit of a drive, but me and the wife can certainly go, and the day of the week doesn't matter for us, so that's cool. Might try that. KE8VSI.
Yeah, it's a great date night. All right, Greg, buddy, maybe we can try to do it with all of our radio geeks. Pick a night or something like that and just do it. So no challenge, no stresses. You don't have to know how to golf. It doesn't matter, you know. And just get a table either for, you know, you can get a table for 12 and just sit around and drink adult beverages and eat fake pizza. So very good. All right, sir, I am home, back home. I'm going to go in and grab myself another cup of coffee. And today's Thursday. I got my office regular. The meetings will continue till the morale improves at 9 o'clock. And then I got to run to Troy. So I'll be on the radio quite a bit. I'll probably be on a P25 UHF radio. I think I'll take the word car. So 73 to all, everybody that's listening. Greg, finish it out. And Sean, thanks for the use of the repeater. Works great. WABD, listening out.
All right, you got your early morning duties done. Enjoy your second cup of coffee. I'm going to start doing a few duties around here myself. Talk to you soon. KE8VSI.
WABD Mobile. Hey, Tim, you still here? WAPD.
K-A-W-O-J, K-A-W-O-J, K-E-4-Z-Y-Q. Negative, contact K-A-W-O-J, K-E-4-Z-Y-Q, clear.
W-E-D-8-K-L-L.
Inching my way through the light at 34 and 53. What about you?
Tootling my way north on Kelly Road from 10 miles.
Oh, you're down there at a really bad time.
Yeah, I had to go to this cardiovascular institute, and we got here about 4:15, called the lady up, and she goes, "Oh, no, I'm not there. I left at 4 o'clock. Plus, we were short-staffed, and I forgot that you guys were coming." It's like, okay, we'll come in the morning.
Well, that was really nice of her.
At least she was honest.
Yeah, I can respect that.
Yep, long day today. Tomorrow is going to be just as long.
I'm just glad tomorrow's the last day of the week.
Oh, yeah, that's the plus side, but got things to do, got to finish up with the funeral home stuff, and that's what my wife's doing, trying to get some money deposited in the account, so they get paid up before the that day arrives.
Yeah, I know, that's a process.
Yeah, what's funny is we can prepay all that and get that all set up and all the arrangements made, but going to the cemetery and putting a deposit down to dig the hole, they're like, oh no, the prices change every day. So, are you kidding me? So we can't pay until the day of. Kind of goofy.
Not sure I quite understand the logic behind that, but okay. When I don't run a cemetery, I guess. Any luck getting that antenna up in the air? Or in the attic, I should say?
Not yet. That's going to be a full thing this weekend as well. Put it up there and hang it from some strings from the rafters. And then just bring the cable down into the room. I'm going to try to do that. It's a more glorious thing than going to a funeral home.
Curious how that's going to do for you. I'm in the early planning stages of figuring out if I'm going to do a receive at my house for FBI or if I'm going to do a full-blown transmit and receive, higher-powered node.
Well, that'll be interesting. You're doing it with a Pi and then just putting an external antenna?
Kind of what started this whole brainstorm was I already have that antenna that's up 42 feet. I might as well utilize it, right? So my hands on another small PC, like a Nook or a older Optiplex or something I can put All-Star on, and then I'm going to get with Sean and figure out what to do on the RF side of it.
I have an HP with Windows 10.
I've got, you know, laptops and things like that, Windows tablets and older hardware, but I'm looking for very small form factor, and they don't need much. So the smaller I can make this whole package, the better, because it's got to live under my desk in my room where my antennas are terminated.
Check Micro Center. I think the PiStar 5 is still on sale.
I have Pis, but I've kind of started to move away from them. I prefer putting Linux on retired Windows machines. I think they just have more oomph to them.
Oh, like I said, I got an HP desktop. It's only a few years old, and right now it's got Windows 10. She's pretty fast. You strip her down and put Linux on it, I'm sure she'll do just fine.
Is it a big honking tower, or is it like one of the small form factors?
Small form factors, the small desktop. You know, it's not like the small wedge ones that I see, like the, you know, like the Wise ones. But it's a small desktop.
Well, the next time you're looking at it, send me a picture of it and the specs, and I'll let you know.
Yeah, I can do that. It's sitting in the back of my van, so I'll take a picture of it and take a picture of the serial number. You can look it up. It's basically, I ordered it for an account, never used it, and I've had it, like I said, for a while, but it's always had Windows 10 on it, and basically just use it for surfing, and my mother-in-law as well. She doesn't need it, obviously, so I have it in the back of my van. Got a couple of PCI slots in it, so if you want to add a card into it here and there. But yeah, it's a small form factor. I'll take a picture of it when I get home.
I appreciate it. That might fit the bill perfectly then. Just got to figure out the RF side. But yeah, that was kind of the topic of discussion this morning, and my wheels got turning, and Sean was all for it, I think. I hope. And, well, I'm going to put my clear note on it, actually, when I get home and see how that does ultra-low power tomorrow, because I do have that programmed in my truck radio. And we'll just see, because really, I mean, I can hear fine out by me, but I can't really get in good. Like, I'm going to start to get rough here. I'm at Huff and 53, and that's where I pretty much have to draw the line of I'm a clean copy to I'm picket fencing in the weeds here.
Yeah, putting something up there in your area, I mean, that'll make it easier for me, too. You know, so when I'm driving up there by Emily City, because I hit right at the cusp up there, and then it dies out, even with Romeo.
Yep, me too. So that was kind of my logic, was if I can, I'm in a good spot because I'm close to 53 and I'm close to 69, and there's really nothing in this area, so if this thing does anything, you know, halfway decent, it'll be an improvement.
Yeah, it'll open it up a little bit and give it a little bit more coverage up in that area.
That's the plan. So we'll see. I didn't have any opportunity to research RF decks or different radios for repeaters and stuff like that at all today, so I'm going to try to do that when I get home, but I got a new mesh tastic node I got a 3D printed case for, because another hand case, TMR, is convincing me that mesh tastic made a comeback and there's a lot more activity in the area, so all kinds of projects.
Yeah, it's one little toy I don't have yet as the mesh tastic.
Well, don't buy anything yet, because I'm still not convinced that it's made a comeback, because we tried it. We had a bunch of, infrastructure, but I guess it's not really infrastructure. We had crap everywhere, and it worked all right, but in my opinion, it's really geared towards, like, densely populated areas and cities where there's tons of people with it, and it creates a mesh.
Yeah, I'd be the only one in Memphis that had it, so who knows what the coverage is there.
Honestly, you'd be surprised. So when I first got into it, I met that KATMR guy who lives a mile from my house, so I'm not spastic. I spun up a node, and I'm like, holy crap, there's a guy, like, right here. And he later became a ham, and now he's, you know, I talk to him regularly, and he helps me out with crap around the house. He's a good dude, so I was just as surprised as I'm sure he was, because I thought the same thing. I'm in the middle of nowhere. There's no way I'm going to meet or see anybody out here, and sure shit, turn it on. There he is.
Well, that's how I met all you guys. It was on UHF after I got my first UHF, you know, I got my Alinco. I met everybody. Oh, there's my wife. I'll be right back. KCKGO.
If I heard correctly, somebody needs to throw a quarter in the swear jar.
I've only got a nickel.
Well, you're paying the interest before you pay the debt, so. Good afternoon. W-A-R-C-Y.
Good afternoon, Donald. How are we?
We're doing just ducky. Had a fraud issue over New Year's, and took a week to get it straightened out because it played tricks with my rent and everything else, and there were no penalties. The rent being late, they fully understood, so I cannot complain. But it's just, you know, 7-8 days to get it straightened out. It was a little longer than I expected. WARCY standing by. Everybody's on the phone, it sounds like.
Apologize about that. I had a call come in.
No apology necessary. I get it. You know, when people drop off and they're mobile, I figure 99% of the time, yep, somebody's phone rings. It happens to Tom. It happens to you. It happens to everybody. I'm pretty much around you guys enough to know when their phones ring, so it's no biggie, no apology necessary.
All right, yeah, that was my CEO. So I am pulling in the driveway, and I was just asked with something, so I'm gonna jump out here and get inside. Might be out here in a little bit. If not, I'm sure I'll catch you in the morning. I'll listen out. NHPDF.
This week is so long for me with everything that's going on. I thought today was Friday already, as I was going to meet somebody tomorrow, which I thought was Saturday, and I just looked at my phone. I said, why is my phone saying Thursday?
Oops.
So I contacted the other party, and I said, all right, what happened? And we're still on for Saturday, but I thought tomorrow was Saturday. It's been a long, tedious week. No sleep, no nothing. So, all right, have a nice evening. Relax. Put your feet up because my feet are up. And we'll hear from all of you in the morning. Have a good one. W-A-R-C-Y.
Hey,
B-Y.
KPR.
Daisy Ridge, 8 Dad Mobile.
AYL.
YAV mobile. Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Alpha Victor mobile. Kilo Echo 8 Yankee Alpha Victor mobile.
KE8YAV, I hear you loud and clear. I've heard all your transmissions. You're making it solid into the repeater. Unfortunately, I'm on the phone. WARCY.
I'm very glad to hear that. Thank you for getting back to me. I'm just leaving Detroit after going to the Wings game, and I figured I'd hop on here and see who's listening, so I appreciate you getting back to me.
Like I said, I'm in the middle of a phone call, but I was just giving you the courtesy of letting you know that you have a good signal and you are selling into the repeater. And real quick, what are the Wings do today? Did they, this evening, did they win or lose?
Well, I appreciate that a lot. I think I heard you say you're on a phone call or something, so thank you for getting back to me, but yeah, I appreciate that a lot. KE8YAV.
Not a problem. The person I was talking to had to step away for a second, so that's why I grabbed the radio. All right, have a great evening. Safe travels home, and we'll hear you on the airwaves down the road. W-A-R-C-Y, clear.
Well, thank you very much. Hey, 732, K-E-8-Y-A-V. Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Alpha Victor.
W-8-R-C-Y. W-8-B-P-D.
W-8-R-C-Y, Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Alpha Victor. Wings win again, 5-1 over the Vancouver Canucks. Patrick Kane scores his 500th. What a night it was.
Thank you for that information. Was that Brian I heard out there?
Yes, it's me.
Give me 1 second. WARCY, I'm back. Good evening. What's new on your end of the world?
Oh, not much. Just Saturday morning, going to go to breakfast, and the wife's going to come with me, and we're going to leave from there and go to Traverse City for the weekend.
That'll be nice. I won't be there Saturday. Couple of personal reasons. I don't know if you saw a post that I made on Discord about Mikey's situation that happened this past week.
Yeah, I heard about it and saw it.
I'm going to meet up with him at the hospital. If he's got the time, and I'm going to be in the area. I need to link up on the time. We're going to grab a quick flight. I've had the experiences. Actually, my brother, my older brother, my older sister, and I, we've all had kids that went through neonatal intensive care, and unfortunately, my sister's third child passed away 2 weeks short of his fourth birthday, but that whole thing was, that was probably the most intense and an ICU experience I ever had, but or ever witnessed, really. But yeah, that was something. So yeah, it's like, you know, we've been texting back and forth almost every day, and you know, so, and his wife went home yesterday, so that was a little hard, having to go home and leave a little one behind. But I talked to him today a couple times, and in a way, it's, you know, just good to be out and get some fresh air now and everything else. It was a beautiful day to get some fresh air, that's for sure.
Yeah, it stinks that it happens, but, you know, think back 40, 50, 60 years ago, how often things didn't go well to how well they can treat them and take care of them today. So they are blessed in a way. Hope everything goes well.
Yeah, you mentioned the years since then, and my brother's second son had some brain trauma during, he wasn't a pretty useful term, but he had some brain trauma during the delivery, and 51 now, I think, because I know his brother's 53, but yeah, so a lot has happened, and over the years and over time, that's for sure. So I mean, you know, they're one of the, you know, top neonatal intensive care hospitals here in the state. Over at Bray Park, I've got a lot of Bray Park this week, and I haven't slept on it. Colwell Health, Warlock, the old Beaumont.
You also mentioned the people that work in those places, and some of the best are drawn to it, so, you know, they can feel your pain right along with you because they watch it and see it every day. And, you know, I was blessed. I had 2 healthy children. They're still healthy and still around aggravating me, although the young one's out of the house now.
Two daughters I have were born out of St. John's, Detroit. And when we had our first one, the one that is a pediatric thoracic surgeon because of my sister's loss of her third child, they take you through the tour. I remember in 1982, or actually it was late 81, because Jennifer was born in February of 82. My ex was pregnant with her, and they, you know, they put you on the tour, and you get to see a whole different breed and a whole different attitude and a whole different direction of these doctors and, you know, care helpers and nurses and whatever. And they just, it's a whole different language, the way they talk and the way they, you know, work together. And So that's one thing I tried to reassure with my guests is, you know, she's one of the best ones, and she's in good hands. You know, these people are, like I wrote in the note, you know, they're masters at their craft, so to speak, and specialized in their fields, and, you know, they just dedicate themselves to, you know, zero failure, zero loss. I mean, you can't win them all, but yeah. But I know about, you know, Beaumont's reputation over the years, but St. John's is my art choice.
Yeah, I don't know that we chose the hospital for everything that the hospital was about, but my wife's OBGYN had like two hospitals that we could go to, and she chose the furthest from home. We were over at the old Ponds, of course.
Which became a Beaumont, which became a Corwell Health. So, you know, you still got that there, but I was with Blue Cross Blue Shield, and when I was married, and St. John's was my hospital providers or medical providers, and when we got married, I just hooked her up on everything that's mine, and like I said, we ended up at St. John's down there on Matt Maross, and yeah, again, like I said, they give you the tour, and live action tour, because facilities where all these preemies and other situations are. It's like, except for the machine, you can hear a pin drop in there, unless one decides to cry a little bit. But, you know, it's, like I said, it's just something totally uniquely different. And, like I said, for the second one, we needed it. But, you know, it is. Anyway, I'm ambulance because I'm flat happy. I hopefully tonight I'll get a good night's sleep. I've been up with Mike a lot, and doing a couple other things. I had some heart issues over the New Year weekend, and it took about 3 days, 4 days. It actually just got finished up today, so that's all back to abnormality with that problem. So I know in about 5 seconds after I unkey and shut this radio off, I'm just going to be out like a light. So I will let you go. Like I said, unfortunately, I won't be there Saturday. Couple things on my plate, and just have a safe trip up to Traverse City, and we'll catch you when you get back.
All right. We're coming back Monday during the day sometime, and I'll probably be playing on DMR radio or something on the way home, but all right, Donald, get some sleep. And I don't know how things are going to go with Saturday and Sunday overtime, but I'm going to have to weigh that and take it when I can get it. So, we'll catch you later. I'll be standing on the side. W8BPD 73.
Okay, copy all that. While you're up there, I don't know if you have any of these frequencies still in any of your radios, but if there's any GMRS traffic up there, you know, just, you know, listen for it, so on and so forth. I mean, there's still Spoig and Bob up there, but, yeah, if you hear anything, just let me know. I'm planning on getting somewhere back up north in the last, I mean, I'm going to be 70 next year, for crying out loud. I don't know if I can do the drive all the way up to Marquette or not, but I would like to get to Marquette one more time before I kick the bucket. And, you know, stop in Traverse City and all these other places down the road. All right, I will clear out as well. You got your final in next good. Yeah, enjoy the time. W8RCY, I got to go find the dad.